2 days later, Trevor arrived at Trumbull just after 4 with a particularly bad hangover. Joe Roy seemed edgy. He passed across the outgoing mail, but held a large, red, oversized envelope.
"We're getting ready to bust this guy," he said, tapping it on the table.
"Who is he?"
"Brant, somebody near Philadelphia. He's hiding behind the post office, so you need to flush him out."
"How much?"
$500,000.
Trevor's red eyes narrowed and his dry lips fell open. He did the math. $167,000 in his pocket. His sailing career was suddenly drawing closer.
"You're kidding,"
he said, knowing that Spicer was not. Spicer had no sense of humor, and he certainly took his money seriously.
"No. And we change in your percentage. From now on, you get the same piece we do. 1/4.
"No way."
"Then you're fired. You think we can't find another crooked lawyer to run mail for us?"
"Don't overestimate yourself. You're not that valuable."
"Yes, I am," Trevor said, his cheeks flashing pink.
"I know everything that's going on here."
"And so do we, hotshot. Difference is, we're already in jail. You're the one with the most to lose. You play hardball with me, and you'll be sitting on this side of the table."
Bolts of pain shot through Trevor's forehead, and he closed his eyes. He did the math. They were arguing over the difference between $167,000 and $125,000. Frankly, both sounded good to Trevor. He couldn't run the risk of being fired, because he had managed to alienate what few legitimate clients he had.
"Are Beach and Yarber in favor of this?" he asked, knowing damn well they were, and knowing that even if they weren't, he'd never know the difference.
"Sure, they're doing all the work. Why should you make more than them?"
It did seem a little unfair.
"Okay, okay," Trevor said, still in pain. "There's a good reason you're in prison."
"Are you drinking too much?"
"No, why do you ask?"
"I've known drunks, lots of them."
"You look like hell."
"Thank you very much. Anything else?"
"Yeah, I got some games for you."
On to the important stuff. Spicer opened a newspaper, and they began making their bets.